This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Today's episode is sponsored by Black Apron. Cook delicious and affordable meals at home with a horrifying and demented technology-based twist. The ingredients are all high quality, locally sourced, and might be made out of a clone of your deceased pet. There's no weekly commitment, so you only get deliveries when you want them. But you've got to really understand the true nature of wanting something. What does that mean? You'll find out. Black Apron. Don't be scared to eat good food. Let's get going with the show. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. Each episode, we review and recap an episode of Friends, and we're back to do another one. Thanks for listening, and here we go. Let's go talk about Friends. Welcome to Meet My Friends,
you didn't
the Friends.
Thank, Josh at the end of the last episode.
I'm sorry?
You were supposed to thank Josh Cantor for the music on the end of the last episode.
Hold on. I truly don't understand what you're saying.
Josh Cantor.
Yes.
Who did the music
for the show.
This podcast.
Yes.
And for most of the Best Show stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You forgot to thank him at the end of the last episode.
Okay.
You should probably do that.
Thanks to Josh Cantor for the music, for the theme music. I appreciate it. And thanks to you, Jason, for keeping track of who's not getting properly thanked.
You're welcome.
On the show. And theme music might be about 10 seconds too long. Still feel that way. So if Josh Cantor wants to redo the music and shorten that by about 10 seconds, no skin off my... knows
he'll get to it.
Yeah, great. A lot of people getting to a lot of things. We have a very exciting episode. We'll bring him on in a minute. We actually have a guest in studio from BuzzFeed, the pop culture critic at large, Ruby Goodman's going to be on the show. But today I want to let you all know we are talking about season one, episode six, The One with the Butt. And it is written by... Adam Chasen, Ira Ungerleiter. It was directed by Arlene Sanford, and it aired on October 27th, 1994. And the plot of this episode, everyone attends Joey's new musical, Freud. And while there, Chandler meets a beautiful and exotic woman named Aurora and starts dating her. Joey gets picked up by the Estelle Leonard talent agency, which get him a job as a butt double for Al Pacino, in an upcoming Al Pacino movie. Rachel cleans the apartment for the first time by herself, and it drives Monica nuts. And Chandler finds out that Aurora is married, and on top of that has another boyfriend, but still wants to keep seeing him in a limited capacity. And we'll talk about that episode in a second. I want to bring my guest on, from BuzzFeed, pop culture critic at large, Ruby Goodman. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So what we've been doing here, I know it's a new venture here, this podcast, Meet My Friends, the Friends, and we are recapping episodes of Friends one by one, 236 episodes. There will be 236 episodes of this as well. And I guess I could just ask you, Ruby, what about Friends? Why Friends? Why is that a thing that 20 plus years later still resonates with so many people?
Well, I think it's at this point a bit of a cultural artifact. America in the mid-90s, they wanted a weekly peek into the lives of a quirky bunch of kids in the West Village whose lives and careers and relationships and sex are all intertwined, because, you know, a lot of people weren't living that life, but it was something to aspire to while also not being perfect, because when you're young and single in your 20s, you know, your friends are your family.
That's very succinct. That's
probably the best thing I've heard about Friends in a while.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. That was really good.
Yeah. Oh, great. Hey, you know what you might want to hear about Friends that might you might enjoy also is the show that you stare at me that we've done five of already.
Yeah. No, it's been good too.
Yeah, that's not that's a non-starter for me. Again, if you don't want to be here, don't be here.
Would I be in the seat if I didn't want to be here?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Today's show is sponsored by Black Apron. Black Apron knows that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. Meals that set the highest standard for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. But they also know that you want to serve up a heaping portion of demented and stomach-churning tech-derived horror with each bite. What does that mean? Well, imagine you get the ingredients shipped to your home and make a meal of sweet chili ponzu catfish and green beans with coconut ginger rice, and it's the best thing you've literally ever eaten. The next time you want to make that dish and you get a box from Black Apron, there's also a note inside. It says there's a 1 in 1,000 chance that when you make this meal, someone you don't know across the globe is going to die. It could be a dictator. It could be a child. You don't know, but you can never taste that delicious sweet chili ponzu catfish ever again, and it's driving you mad, and there's a chance if you eat it, someone will die. What do you do? Well, this is what you do. You go to blackapron.com and you get 10% off your first order with the offer code FRIENDSPODTOMPOD. That's blackapron.com. Don't be scared to eat good food. Let's get back to the show. We're here with Ruby Goodman, pop culture critic at large over at BuzzFeed. Thanks for...
Well, technically I write reviews at tvzoo.com. You could catch weekly reviews of different shows.
Okay, what's the distinction between that and BuzzFeed?
Well, BuzzFeed's just a separate site. I have submitted content to BuzzFeed community.
Okay, so you are not on BuzzFeed.
No, I'm on BuzzFeed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But what is TVZoo?
TVZoo's where you can find my regular musings on television.
Okay. But to say look, BuzzFeed, that's a fair credit still to say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's probably where the at large part of being a critic factors in.
I suppose you could say that. Huh. And if you're a fan of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I've been covering season 5. So okay. You could check that out every
it's
week.
It's so good right now.
It's
isn't
really
it?
Great. Yeah. Oh.
So in this episode, I found this episode to be two episodes in one. Some of the stuff was great. Some of the stuff was undercooked. And naturally, the weird things I can't wrap my head around have to do with Chandler. And he's dating a woman who's married but has all these lovers. And I'm not sure what the end game was with this plot line, whether... It's weirdly executed, and the idea seems undercooked as well.
Well, I think that was one of the problems with Friends is that the writers were so concerned with the mathematics of each program, which is kind of beautiful in a way and an art, but also mm-hmm. wound up being a bit formulaic.
So they're trying to hurry through certain plot lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then this is definitely one of those episodes.
But this is season one, so you know they're still feeling everything out and... just getting a grasp on who these characters are. I mean,
sure.
You look at these early episodes and they're not the characters that you necessarily see in later seasons.
No, they are definitely finding their way, and they're sometimes We see things that could have been in any episode of the show through the 10 seasons. And then there's other episodes where things are just don't fit.
One thing I really love about this is that it introduces sort of a glimpse into Joey's Hollywood life.
Yes.
Or at least the skewering of the Hollywood thing, whereas, you know, Joey was an actor, but now we're really seeing what he's doing in the Freud and the butt double, and everything is just so fun.
It really is the first kind of glimpse into that. And if we had the Friends First stinger.
Friends First.
I was going to say one of the things is this is the first time we see Joey do bad acting because he's in the Freud musical. It's the first time we hear mention of his new agent, Estelle, who we don't see, who we would see in future episodes. But this time he's only mentioned that he has the agent. And this is also the first episode that the opening scene does not take place at the coffee shop, Central Perk. Takes place in a theater. Watching.
Did you know that the original name was going to be Cafe Nervosa?
Of the show, yes. Mm-hmm. It was going to be... Yes, I had heard that.
Named after the cafe that they would stay at.
Nervosa. Mm-hmm. Seems a little less fun than Central Perk.
Yeah.
I can see why they didn't go with that. This episode I felt was... there were two episodes going on it. Once, Friends Fact. Fun Fact.
Time for another fun Friends Fact.
When Joey is shooting the movie, the Al Pacino movie, in which he is a butt double, the director who is directing the scene on camera is James Burrows, the legendary television director who directed many episodes of Friends. And he is on camera as the director of the Al Pacino movie. Now, in terms of the funniest thing in the episode, I think the funniest thing is when Joey is trying to act through his butt, and the director is telling him to stop clenching his butt, and then Joey was looking at it as the character would be doing that, and I thought that was the funny stuff.
Insomnia
Cafe was
the original working title. I was confusing it with Frasier, which had Cafe Universa, and could have been the reason why they didn't go with that title.
I'm sure it was. Mm-hmm. God, I never thought of that before.
But back to Joey's butt.
Yeah, So yes, that's the funniest thing in the episode. I thought the funniest line in the episode was Joey saying the Estelle Leonard Talent Agency. Wow, an agency left me its card. Maybe they want to sign me. And then Phoebe goes, based on this play. And then she rephrases it. She goes, based on this play. Which was... Okay. And do we have a stinger for
which
line
one?
Of the episode?
It's the line of the episode.
That happened before. That I did that. That it was the line of the episode for there. I would ask you to make a thing that said it was the line of the episode, but we'll be, by the time you get to that, we will be into season 8. By the time you find the time in this insanely busy schedule,
I can do it. I'll add it to the list. I'll just put it here on the list.
So let's rank the friends in this episode. Oh, wait, no, to rank the episode, the Chandler stuff is perplexing, the Joey stuff is good. It's nice to see him not be just a nonstop lech in the show. This one gets 5.5 friends out of a possible 10 friends. To rank the friends in this one, Joey in the top seat. Monica, Phoebe, Rachel, Ross, and the cellar dweller, as always, Chandler.
Is that the first time Joey's been in the top seat?
I think that might be, yeah. That might be the first time he's in the top seat. And I want to say to you, we're going to do another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends. Ruby Goodman will be back. and we're going to talk about another episode. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Meet my friends, the Friends. The Friends podcast hosted by me,
Tom Sharpling.